The Burning Air, written by Aaron Kelly and read by Candida Gubbins.
Mrs. Bingley. But Inspector, he's just a boy. Inspector Ghoul. We are all boys to our mothers. J.B. Priestley, an inspector calls. Lydia. 1. Saxby Cathedral School, 15th of January, 2013. I mean this to be my confession and my apology. I write it in secret when Rowan is at work. The last first day of a spring term, he said at breakfast. I'm halfway through my year of lasts. He's talking about the academic year, of course. For him, the year begins not when the calendar changes, but in September, when the school fills again. He is proudly institutionalized after 50 years here. I won't be here to see him retire in July. These are days of lasts for me, too. I have eaten my last Christmas goose, sung my last Auld Lang Syne, and paid my last visit to Devon. Enjoy your day, darling, he said, as he shrugged on his gown and straightened the only tie he has ever owned. I waited until the door of our apartment had closed behind him, and I heard his footsteps across the quad. Then I dragged myself to bed, where I dozed for 3 hours, dreaming about my single remaining first, my unborn granddaughter. I woke up invigorated by the promise of her. I will see her. I will hold her. At noon, I rose to force down some soup and return to my writing. I struggle to grip the pen these days. My script has become that shaky old lady writing, rickety letters that suggest an age their author will never attain. This diary is identical to the dozens of volumes that preceded it, in which I have recorded everything from my marriage to my magistracy. I have written about everything that ever mattered to me. Everything but the thing. It is such a beautiful book, and such a pity that I will have to destroy it after writing. I am compelled to write, despite the risk of discovery. I can't say why, only that the compulsion has been with me since my diagnosis, and gathers strength daily. Comparisons with the tumour are grimly inevitable. Until I have written, I can't know whether I will give the words time to breathe on the page or tear the paper from its binding before the ink has dried. What I do know is that it can never be read by eyes other than mine. This I will make sure of. It's strange, but in a way I would rather the confession were made public than read by my family. Our reputations would suffer. My career on the bench would be retrospectively undermined, as would Rowan's relationship with the school. But beyond that, nothing. What I mean is no conviction. The law I broke was relatively minor, and in any case it comes down to that slippery fish, intent. Until officers of the law learn to read minds, I will remain unpunished. Public judgment is as nothing compared to what Rowan and the children would think of me if they read my account. Reputation is one thing. Family is quite another. Family matters. It would destroy each of them for different reasons. It is not vanity, but love for them that calls me to preserve their image of me as decent and truthful. Of course, it was love for my children, love for my son, that caused me to act as I did. It was a lapse of judgment. If I could have foreseen the rippling aftershocks that followed, I would have acted differently.